Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The world is a vampire.
The Raven Effect, with pro wrestling superstar Raven.
A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast.
Critics have hailed it as everything from,
huh? Who's this Raven jerk?
And, if you want clever discourse, nonsensical banter, and incessant rambling, well, this is the show for you. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates, this is Raven.
Hello and welcome. It's the Raven Effect Podcast. Oh, man. We got the co-host, the Eeny, Meeny, Miney, Moe's, Rich Bocchini and Josephini. And we have other people, too, but they're not going to be on the show, so why even mention them? In fact, there aren't any other people. There's no one. It's just the three of us. But then again, you've listened to the three of us long enough. You know what you got. You realize we have nothing, and you get nothing. And nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But you got to have something if you want to be with me. Those are very profound lyrics from Billy Preston, also known as the Fifth Beatle, spelled with an A. Why did the Beatles spell their name with an A?
Because
it was a beat.
The Beat Generation. They were fans of the Beat Generation.
So they're the Beatles. That's how they pronounce it in England. They go, the Beatles.
The Beatles, my Beatle boots.
They were fans of the Beat Generation. And I remember always when I was in my teens hearing that On the Road by Jack Kerouac was that book that you had to read and it'll change your life. And I'm here to say that On the Road sucked. Has anyone else read On the Road?
I've never read it.
Sucked.
What about Jack Black Kerouac? He was a more fatter guy who was into anybody who was funny, but he was on the road a lot too, but didn't lose any weight.
Do you like Tenacious D? Are you a Tenacious D fan?
I don't mind him.
I'm not as big a fan of them as I am of the Sundays.
Sundays are an incredible Sunday. Band. Incredible band.
If you were ever
multi-platinum selling band.
For everybody whose head just went, huh? What? Who are the Sundays? Well, on Patreon, Rich was espousing the belief that this band, the Sundays, were magnificent, and nobody's ever heard of the Sundays, and neither of you out there in radio podcast land, no one's ever heard of the Sundays. No one's ever heard of math rock. Rich Bocchini makes up all his own musical references, and then since nobody can call him on it because nobody's ever heard of him, he just gloats along, laughing evilly to himself. As we all are puzzled and bewildered by his behavior,
it's a grand Machiavellian scheme.
Yeah, this reference will go somewhere. Believe me. So on the show Mad Men, they would it was a show that took place in the '60s, and some of the references people wouldn't know offhand.
Were a lot of people angry on it?
They were mad, and so the references people would always Google to find out what they're talking about on the show. You know, books or shows that people don't remember and things like that. But then one of these weeks, they threw in a totally phony reference about a cat. Someone named Dr. Lyle Evans. And everyone watching Mad Men thought it was a reference from something in the 60s, so they all looked up Lyle Evans, and it was really just a trick from the creators of Mad Men just to get a term trending. There was no Lyle Evans in real life, you know, it was just something
so
they made up.
Was that considered mean, or was that considered hilarious, or was that considered eh?
I think it's hilarious, and then it eventually pays off. Like, they did do something with that character, but when they first mentioned the name, everyone across the country that watched the show was Googling it, trying to find out what it was. Having said that, I think it would be hilarious if Rich just started making up band names.
I think he's been doing it all along.
That's not a bad idea. I think I am going to do that.
I don't think
here's one for you.
No one would notice the difference.
Here's one for you.
I just got the new CD by the Hand Jobs.
Ned's Atomic Dustbin. Real or fake? Ned's
That's
Atomic
real.
Dustbin.
Real.
Do you remember them?
No, remember I've heard of them, but I never listened to them.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff that I'm familiar with. That I've
Municipal
never seen.
Waste. Municipal
yes,
Waste.
That's a band.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Nuclear Assault.
Yes. Probably. I could care less.
Morbid Angel.
Yes. Morbid Angel, definitely. Okay. They wanted me to do a video with them.
Are you serious?
No, I think so. Yeah, I think no. Yeah, it was the Denver
Cannibal
Corpse.
Sure it wasn't the
Corpse. It was either them or Cannibal Corpse. No, it was Morbid Angel. They wanted me to do a video with them. But
no
they were
kidding.
Yeah, I didn't do it though. I forget why.
I like their first two records.
The it's because weren't they into pedophilia or something? Underage
no,
women?
No, Satanism.
Oh, maybe that was it. Maybe that's why I didn't do the video.
Yeah, like yeah.
If it would have been into Satanism, that'd have been fine because I'm a big fan of satin.
You're a big fan. You're a big Ryan Satin fan, are you?
No, satin robes, satin.
You don't have a collection of robes, do you, by any chance?
Yeah. I do. I have a collection of ring robes that I've had. I don't wear a regular robe. I just wear shorts. I wear underwear to sleep, but I wear shorts and a t-shirt. I used to sleep in my underwear, but then I, you know, as you get older, you gotta hide the merchandise.
Yeah.
There was
yeah.
Speaking of ring robes and classic Scotty the Body in-ring activities. Did you see the video on Twitter recently? Of
what
you?
Video?
Well,
tremendous.
You came to the ring. With two,
the one of me dancing with two black girls.
That's the one.
Never saw it.
Explain this to the listeners who have not seen said video, which was shared with
Busting
us by a faithful listener this week.
Well, how would I explain it?
This was in Portland, right? It was in Portland.
I was gonna say, was that Portland?
The alleged video that I've never seen. Apparently, it was in Portland.
Okay, Feeney.
Listen,
please.
I don't understand. Why does that have to be an alleged video? You are busting some serious, serious moves in that video.
Are you going to draw the picture for the listeners? They don't know what we're talking about.
Well,
I think our listeners know what we're talking about, but I'll re-explain for the uneducated.
Yeah.
When I was in Portland, I used to come out and dance in when I hit the ring sometimes. And so every week, I'd bring out a different girl, a different valet. And, you know, but it got to be a pain in the ass because you had to tell them where to meet you and you couldn't really bring them backstage because you had to kayfabe them. And so eventually I just picked one valet and smartened her up because I met the one I picked eventually was named Ginger. And I met her at my Coke dealer's house. She was snorting crack, but she had big tits and she was a stripper.
Was she redhead?
Good. What's that?
Was she a redhead?
No.
Okay.
She wasn't a ginger.
Ginger, who's, you know.
Okay, I see. Good attempt. Anyway, I failure on my behalf to catch it. Anyway, then I went with Ginger, and then of course she turned babyface on me, and because I wanted to marry her. No, she turned babyface on me, and then I did the wedding angle where I tried to win her back, but then I dumped her at the altar, and I had a new valet from Baltimore. No, I don't know where she's from. I think maybe Baltimore. But anyway, she was a worker, she was smart to the business. Anyway, she worked with Austin for a couple weeks in WCW before he brought his wife in as his valet. Anyway, so before that, I would bring a different girl each week, and for a couple weeks, I brought these two black girls, and I called them the Soul Patrol. I just like the name, the Soul Patrol, and then
not
they came out.
At all.
No, how's that? Why?
They're fine. Just give me the business. Go on. Go
they're
on.
They're black and they're patrolling. They're patrolling the dance floor. And so I came out and danced to them, but to the ring. And you know why I came out to Dino? I Like It? That was the ring song I came out to. That's the way it has to be, because that's the way I like it. Boo doop, boo doop, boo doop, boo doop, boo doop, boo doop, boo doop.
Where'd you learn to dance like that, man? That was pretty impressive stuff.
I gotta hand
it to you. That was pretty good.
I learned how to dance because women like to dance. In clubs, women always want to dance. So I'm like, and I always thought, that's pretty stupid. Guys never want to dance. If you want to be, if you're the only guy that wants to dance, the women will take to you like ducks to water.
Indeed.
Now,
or like Rich to Math Rock.
Just to recap very quickly here, Raven found his ring valet at his Coke dealers.
Not those two. Not those two black girls. Don't.
No,
do that.
No, not her. No, no. But a different. Raven found a valet at his
The main valet I had after I brought in the interchangeable ones for 6 months or whatever, or 3 months. And the best part was on the first episode. So in the first episode, I told her to wear something really revealing. So she has big titties, and all of a sudden they go, "You're on in 5, 4, 3," and her tit popped out. And so as they come on the air, she's stuffing her tit back into her dress. And Matt Bourne's wife goes, because she was smart. She'd been with Matt for 20 years. She's like, "I can't believe you brought that tramp. I can't believe, what a tramp." And I'm like, "If you think she's the tramp, imagine how much heat I'm going to have with the people who aren't smart." And she's like, and she was so incensed by it that she did it. She goes, "I don't care. I don't get it. Why would you bring such a tramp?" And I'm like, wow, even somebody who's smart in a business is and she was a cool chick. She was a pretty cool chick. So she was fun to hang out with.
She always showed up on time. I just feel like you completely buried the lead there. Like, it's worth repeating. I found her at my Coke dealer's house snorting crack.
Smoking crack.
Hey, that's tremendous.
At least she was very punctual. I mean, so that's
she was not on time. If you're gonna hoot at the owls, you better soar at the eagles.
No, she didn't have a problem though. She partied, but she could stop it. She didn't party every night. She wasn't
How big were her boobs?
Big. They were D cups. Anyway, so
delightful.
And then the best part was, long story short, too late. Long story short, so when I dumped her at the altar and had a new valet. Then eventually we had a big feud with me and my arch nemesis, Steve Dahl, and the girls. And the first match, first mixed tag match we had, they got into a shoot in the ring, and we didn't break it up, so we got thrown out of our own angle after a year working an angle with each other, building. And then we kept building it, and finally I came with the marriage idea and dumping her at the altar, and we built it, and then we got thrown out of our own angle. It's crazy.
Go. Wow. Good old Portland. Is there someone that owns like the set of tapes or like who's?
I have them all.
You have all the Portland tapes?
Yep. I don't have the originals. I just have copies of them off the TV. But if you're interested in watching Portland wrestling and watching it with me commentating over it, me and Feinstein, I took some tapes and me and Feinstein commentate over the tapes. You can get them in RF video. And you can still watch Portland Wrestling with us commentating over it, making fun of this stuff, and while you're watching it. So it's like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 of Portland Wrestling.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend everybody go out and buy it. It's an RF video, Portland Wrestling with Raven. Or I don't know what it's called, something like that.
Is that kind of like World Famous Flea Market?
No, it's a bowling alley, my friend. This is a converted bowling alley.
That's
this
nice.
Is a flea market.
Have either of you guys seen World Famous Flea Market? I'm sure you've seen that, right?
No.
I'm suggesting to you at some point go on YouTube, World Famous Flea Market, and you'll love it. Trust me.
What is it?
It's wrestling.
I don't watch wrestling.
It's essentially what you just described with Portland, but with just like the worst indie matches they can find, and it's just two guys that just—it's hilarious. They just—I don't know who it is, but it's funny, and they shit on it. It's tremendous.
Hmm. Well, but
this is interesting in the fact that I'm shitting on myself.
That's true.
Because I also did the commentary on the show, like the show. I did the color commentary.
You're on there like twice almost.
I'm on there the entire show. Yeah, so it's really meta because I'm commentating. The Portland Wrestling was an hour and a half. And it drew amazing ratings, better than Saturday Night Live because it was on at the same time slot. It was on 11:30 to 1 or 11 to 12:30 or something. 11 to 12:30, I think. And so you hear me make Mystery Science Theater 3000ing over myself commentating. Yeah. And then it's really meta when I'm actually wrestling in the ring.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Go to our video and buy it.
I couldn't imagine like being on some type of hallucinogen and watching that. That'd be
Yeah, it's like the Wizard of Oz and Dark Side of the Moon, kind of.
Right.
Without the music or the Pink Floyd.
Do you know legitimately who has those Portland tapes or no? You know where they are?
Nobody has them. They were taped over.
No kidding.
Oh, jeez.
Of course, they were taped over.
So the only thing remaining is just stuff that we've seen that somebody had on like videotape or whatever.
I have the entire two, basically 90% of the entire 2 years I was there.
Wow.
And I figured I would just sell them, but then I was like, converting them to painting. I'd rather make them to a Mystery Science Theater 3000. But Feinstein, we sold them. He put them out like a year ago, but they never did really well, I guess. So, but now that there's big interest because of the me dancing with the Soul Patrol.
It's all it takes.
It's all it takes. I wonder at the Soul Patrol. I didn't know them very well, so I was going to say I wonder what they're up to, but I wouldn't even recognize them if I tripped over them.
Yeah. How many strippers did you select as valets back in the day?
Numerous. Yeah.
Okay.
Any points? Well, it was all a matter of who showed up on time the best.
Yeah. Any
adult video stars that we'd know?
What's that?
Any adult video stars that we'd know?
I didn't know any adult video stars at that time.
Okay.
I was only in Portland wrestling, and there weren't any adult videos.
There's not a big porn scene up in Portland, I don't think.
I don't think so. Could be now, though.
Yeah, who knows?
You know, another cool thing about RF Video is that I was a big ECW fan, of course. So he still has the tapes and all the old music. You know what I mean? So I actually was watching a box set sometime last year, and it was like the whole Raven Dreamer feud. So it had all your guys' matches, but then it would have whatever Stevie was doing, and then the Pitbulls are in there, and Brian Lee, and that whole thing. And everyone comes out to their music, not like when you try to watch it on WWE and everything's dubbed over. Like you come out.
Oh, is it dubbed over?
On WWE Network, it's dubbed over. Yeah, they took out all the music; they can't play it. But on Rob's tapes,
why can't they play WCW music?
They might play WCW music for you in ECW, and then for
Where would they play? Who had real music? Nobody had real music. WWE always had original music.
No, I'm saying the ECW library when they played on WWE Network.
Oh, the old ECW stuff. Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah, they dub over everyone's song, but
What do they dub it over with? Like with a guy talking with it, going, "Let me tell you something," and his mouth moves. Like that kind of dubbing, like in a Chinese kung fu movie?
They basically laid a music track kind of over everything, but not to the point where like you can still kind of hear the announcer. Depending on how they do it, sometimes you can still hear the announcer. It's kind
of
weird.
But it's over top of the crowd too, so you're not hearing, you're just kind of hearing like, you're not hearing the natural crowd reactions or whatever. But
it sounds like people breathing loudly.
But the RF Video DVDs, it's all the old stuff, the way that you remember it and everything, which I thought was cool. Like that's refreshing when you remember it the way it was. You can see it the way it was instead of this shitty dubs, you know.
Did you – I have to ask you, change the subject. Did go back to – we were just about to talk about it on Patreon. You were saying something about wrestlers getting Me Too'd or something?
Yeah. It's been a couple days now between when we do this and as you're hearing this, who knows what's come out since, but Thursday has been a very busy day on Twitter for
and Thursday would be Thursday would be today, the day we're recording this, so it'd be earlier today. And then later, and you're probably listening to this Monday or later. If you're listening to this earlier than Monday, you must have Patreon because Patreon gets it like Sunday. They get it like a day early.
The benefits of being a subscriber.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many benefits.
Yes.
Not to mention the video version, too.
What's that?
Not to mention the video version, too.
That's right. Getting to see our smiling faces, that's huge.
Yeah, we've been getting more Patreon members. I'd like to thank them for joining. But I also want to point out that the more people that join more people should join. But I'm going to be eventually, if me and Feeney ever get around to it, doing like
a Zoom
call or something like that, but not the TV show Zoom. That was a show like the Electric Company or Sesame Street, but for older.
What do you mean a Zoom call? What are you talking about?
We're gonna Zumba, 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 Zoom.
Oh, what do you guys have cooked up? I'm in the dark.
For example,
we haven't got around to it yet.
We're gonna do something, and a lot of Patreons do this. But like for instance, on Conan's Patreon, it'll be me, Conan, and Disco, and then there's three more slots for Patreon subscribers. So I select three subscribers. They come on, and they just shoot the shit with the guys for an hour, or sometimes we do match watch-alongs, and we're going to do
something. Now, do you charge extra for that?
It's the highest tier, yeah. There's another tier for that.
We need to do something for all the Patreons, like one kind of thing where we can put everybody in to listen, you know, and ask questions or ask something. But I think in Zoom, if we're going to do it, we should do a Zumba kind of class and just have a Zumba class.
Didn't somebody
offer a bunch of money to see us recreate the That dance scene from Portland?
Yes, yes.
What I don't even recall this. I don't know anything.
Oh, that
about
was on Twitter. Yeah, Twitter, yeah. You're the responsible one. Explain it.
What? The response? Hell no. Yeah.
No, somebody, yes, that's what Twitter. I thought. I thought he was responsible too. That's why I put him in charge of this Zoom streaming thing. Zumba. Yeah.
Somebody on Twitter sent us a note. They want us to recreate that ring entrance.
Yes.
What does it mean?
I don't know. He offered, I thought, a lot of money, didn't he? $500 or something? $1,000?
I don't remember there being, but I'm sure it could be negotiated.
I think it was 10 grand. I believe that's our minimum. Ooh,
here's the thing, though, is with social distancing, we're going to have to be like, we're going to have to find a really big ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Would I still play myself, or would I play one of the Soul Patrol?
Oh, that's interesting.
I think you'd play yourself, yeah.
Okay.
I'd have to get extra to play myself. That's a method acting thing. I have to get into character.
We should find a way to. That would be funny if we could green screen ourselves and then somehow. I have Premiere. Okay, I could probably find a way to make that work.
Let's go back to this Me Too business. So what happened now?
Go ahead, Feeney.
Because I never know anything. The only way I ever find out anything that happens in the wrestling business is either like 3 weeks later when it finally filters down to me, or when you guys tell me on the show. And so if I don't hear it in those, because I don't follow wrestling. Yeah, you know, you'd never know that I was such a big fan of it at one point. In fact, for about 30, you know, about, I'd say about 45 years, I was an enormous fan. It's only been in the last 10 that I've really, my love has dipped and waned.
Yeah.
But really, I still love it when I do it, but watching it, I just don't have any interest because it's just too much. You know, it's like there's too much bad stuff. And there's too many shows, and I'm a completist, so I'd have to watch every show. And I barely have time to watch all the TV I want to watch, you know, let alone having to watch wrestling, too.
I like being brought to completion as well. I'm sorry. What? Feeding up.
The tubes, yeah, the completion backwards principle.
It's unbelievable that, just a real quick side note, that I started doing this by doing a wrestling podcast like everyone else does now, apparently. But I started it in about 2014, did it for a couple of years, went up on Conan's show, and then I went up on the Raven Effect for, you know, a year and change, and I watch no wrestling anymore. So now I'm doing these shows with wrestlers, you know, Raven was a wrestler, Conan Disco wrestlers, whatever, and I stopped watching. And I mean, it's just, I think that tells the tale that someone who was such a big fan stopped watching. They always say, you can't lose the hardcore fans, you can't lose them. You can lose them. You can definitely lose them.
Yeah, of course
them,
you can. You know? Of course you can.
Yeah.
But there's always going to be enough to replace them to keep that low end number.
Yeah,
like you can always, whatever that is, 2 million or however many number of people,
yeah,
that is
probably about two.
Well,
million
let's right get now back to the Me Too thing. Yeah, I want to hear who me you got Me Too.
So, I haven't seen all of this, so I'm not like the complete source on it. But first, I saw there was something going on with an independent wrestler named David Starr, and it seemed to me at first just to be like ex girlfriends coming out against what a shitty boyfriend he was, and then I guess it turned into like, he slept with me when I didn't want to have sex or something like that. And then, then he would defend himself on there by saying, what do you say, Rich? I'm not a rapist, but, or
I'm not a sexual predator, but.
But, yeah, so he's had some problems based on what came out and people releasing emails and texts and all that fun stuff. He's pretty much lost every gig that he had in England. And
I thought he was the guy that wanted to start a union. We this is as far as we got into this conversation, yeah, on Patreon. And then the show started.
Yeah, like I said, he's now a union of one because he appears to have been fired from.
What about Gabriel Union?
Gabriel Union, that's a pretty.
She's suing
pretty lady,
AGT.
Right?
What?
That's a pretty lady, isn't it, Gabriel?
Oh, it's gorgeous. She's suing AGT.
Hmm.
Okay, so what's the other Me Too? You said there was a bunch of them. That's the only reason I keep asking.
Oh, are we going to dive further into that one or no?
Well, I thought we just dived into it.
Well, on Patreon we did, which is why I probably...
Right, so let's get to the ones we haven't...
I just want to say the phrase gray rape, because David Starr, I don't know if he invented that or whatever, but that's his defense on Twitter. And here's another question for you. Why would you tweet all these things knowing that you're probably going to be sued, arrested, something? Now
and
you have all this
that,
up there.
And not only that, but gray lives matter too.
Yeah.
Gray Maynard?
Gray man,
UFC guy.
Well, gray rape, as we said on the Patreon, is somewhere between consent and denial. So that's a wide berth, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Somewhere
it,
between.
So that's why I don't understand what gray rape is.
I thought there was only consent and denial. Now there's this whole other thing. Jesus.
Yeah, I think his Twitter, it said something like, "Oh, I didn't realize that you were, you know, I don't know if she was drunk or sleeping or whatever."
Yeah, or like,
I didn't realize that, you know, whatever that you didn't. Yeah, I thought it was consensual and blah 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 blah. You know,
or like if
what
down
did you
the
say,
line,
Feeney? It's like when both parties don't know what the other one wants.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And then, like, oh. For example, like if you're with a girl and she's, oh, I'm not really in the mood, but you know what? And then you like talk her into it, or you coerce her.
But if you coerce her is one thing. If you talk her into it, that's salesmanship.
Yeah, but she didn't want to.
But if you talk her, if she says yes, then she says yes.
Yeah, but she was saying yes, but she was thinking no.
But I'm saying, but that's not a rape. That's not rape, though.
Yeah, but you see what I mean? Now all these definitions are a little bit different.
But then the question becomes, was she coerced to the point where she felt scared, where she couldn't say no?
Oh, that's right.
That's where all these things kind of, you know, unravel.
Yeah, but that's different, though. I mean, that's not really. But if the girl says no, I don't want to, and you're like, come on,
yeah,
and she's like, fine,
yeah,
that's not great. I don't know what the, that's just. Frankly, mostly women do that to men. Women are like, they're like, oh, well, fine, you don't want to, okay, we'll have sex. Like, all if right, you're not in the go. Mood, and she's like, and the girl gets offended because, you know, yeah, she's taking it as a dismissal of her. And so you're like, okay, fine, we're having sex.
Yeah, yeah. Or like Rich just said, I just totally lost my train of thought.
Okay, so who else are the Me Too people? You keep saying there were so many of them before on Patreon, and I said, all right, we'll wait for the show to talk about it. And then we have it, and I keep asking who are these other people are.
Oh wait, I know what it was. The other one was where he said if the girl feels scared or threatened, but you don't know it because she hasn't verbalized it. And the guy's defense is, why would she be scared? Well, she's scared because you're a man and you're bigger than her, and that's it. You know, and there's just a lot of changes going on. And
what if your penis is small?
She shouldn't be afraid then, right? She should just be what's the word?
Yeah. What about if your penis is really large, like 14 inches, and the girl's terrified of it? But she wants to have sex, but she's terrified because of the penis size.
Yeah, she's unsure, so it's in the gray area.
I think I saw a movie about that one.
Gray Maynard?
Was John Holmes in it? Okay, so the other... Okay, I hate to name names because these are allegations on Twitter.
Okay, so wait. So hold on. Now, how many allegations came out? Let's get to the...
I've seen three. Well, or four.
The David Starr thing is not... As far as we know, that is... It's concrete. It's not just an allegation. He's admitted to it, etc. etc.
So he's a cemento when he works. He's a cemento.
Yes,
that's what they call stiff workers in Japan. Cemento.
Cement. Oh, nice. Really?
Yes, cemento.
I need to add that into my vocabulary. That's good.
Cemento. He's cemento.
Cemento. Nice.
So how many cases of this did just popped up on a Thursday?
I saw two. There was a third, but the third includes a fourth.
And that's not including the David Starr allegations.
No. There's another one. The guy, I really don't want to mention his name.
No, I'm not saying his name. You don't have to say his names.
Yeah.
You're saying David Starr has four allegations, four different women.
No, I'm talking about how many different people.
No, yeah, I'm saying that there is three other allegations that I've seen today that are not David Starr. One I just told Rich about. Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm in the dark on this.
That's
too.
What I was trying to figure out. Yeah.
One's like a mid.
This is not math rock. You don't have to add it all up.
Piss off, or even.
Yeah, but there is pictures and texts and all these things being released as we speak. People coming out against certain parties. So there's a whole lot.
So three people, are they current? Let's just. We're not going to do.
One's current.
One is a very loudmouth.
You don't have to say because. You know, it's still their allegations. They're only rumors. Yeah. You don't want to spread that along because we could be wrong. Yeah. But I just want to know. I'm just curious. So three different cases of women going. All of a sudden on a Thursday, I got Me Too'd.
The David Starr thing. It's kind of like
not David Starr.
Listen to me. I that's the tipping point. It's kind of like.
I guess it was.
It was kind of like how George Floyd, how that was the spark. Now everybody, David Starr, everybody's saying, hey, you know what? This happened to me too, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It was the catalyst for other people to step up and say.
Did the people respond to the allegations? Feeney,
you're breaking the news
not
here. Come
yet.
On, Wolf.
Not yet on this one. So the one, he's like a Midwest wrestler.
You don't have to say who they
He's
are.
He's on
I'm
TV.
Just saying.
I'm not going to say. He has allegations from some women who say that he sends nudes. He kind of makes you feel like if you're not going to sleep with him, that you're not going to get a gig and that kind of thing. The other case is a couple. And the couple, what's happening there is guy wrestlers are coming out and saying that this guy's wife did the same thing. Comes out and then through text she sends nudes. She says, like, you're going to F me with insistence. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when I decide, that kind of thing. And the assumption being that if you don't do what she says, you're not going to get pushed. You might get fired. There's pictures of slashed tires saying this is what happened to the last guy that crossed.
Really?
This kind of stuff. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Now, was the tire, was all the pictures printed online?
They have been
the evidence.
Yes.
The evidence, if you will.
Yeah, text, pictures.
So if you have documents, photos, clues, evidence, if you will.
Yeah. So
that was the greatest Dusty promo ever.
So
if you had documents, photos, clues, evidence, if you will. That's when Baby Doll tried to Me Too Dusty before it was called Me Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
That was when Dusty.
Was that after he won her for 30 days from Tully?
I don't remember.
Because that's not sexist at all either.
But Disco, that was one of me and Disco's favorite things to go and walk around saying, documents, photos, clues, evidence, if you will.
I do want to point out that on the MLW show that is out today, as you're listening to this, there is a long-lost Dusty Rhodes match on that show, so you should definitely check it out.
Okay, so back to the subject at hand. So that's is there evidence of this? Is there documents, photos, clues, evidence, if you will?
In one case, I have already seen texts and photos and
photos?
Things of that, and clues and things of that nature. The other one, I only saw one or two tweets about it, so that's why I didn't want to mention the guy's name. But there,
okay.
Yeah, it's that, yeah, things are being put out there for sure. People are backing up their stories. They're posting emails, texts, pictures.
So then who is the people that is definitely, who are the people that are pointing, posting the evidence, if you will?
They're the ones coming out and saying, now I feel comfortable to tell my story, and this is the name and identity of my abuser or harasser. It's the victims are coming out.
Okay, so it's not the abuser coming out saying I did all this in a sort of braggadocious manner.
Not the last that I saw. Yeah, yeah.
So because that would be kind of stupid.
Yeah, Rich, have you done a little research as we were talking there? You know.
Yeah, I'm digging around on Twitter. I'm still only seeing the one that, honestly, I'd kind of heard that was kind of their thing.
I heard that years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was a fairly well-known thing.
I didn't know that it was. I didn't know it was slash tires.
Yeah, neither did I. But yeah, I'm totally missing Feeney. If there's somebody else, I'm missing
about,
that. And if you
what
could
about
point us,
Axl Rose tires.
Oh my God! What a week. I think the whole world's just fucking going to hell.
Everything's nuts. And you can't, you know, Uncle Ben's rice is now gone as well as Aunt Jemima.
It should be. I don't know how it ever lasted this long.
It really shouldn't have, too. That's like...
When I was about 7 or 8 years old, there was a restaurant, Raven, you may remember this, called Sambo's. Do you remember that?
Yes, I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, I remember.
Denny's. It became Denny's.
Yeah, it became Denny's. Wow. There was one in East Providence, Rhode Island on Newport Avenue. I remember, like, we went there once and, like,
and they had drawings. They had drawings from this story called Little Black Sambo. And basically, a tiger wanted to eat him. And he had to give the tiger his clothes and then his umbrella. And then finally, he ran around in circles around a tree, and the tiger turned into cream of wheat or something.
Oh man,
I remember the food was awesome. And I was little.
How can the food be awesome? It's terrible.
I'm just saying, for a 6 or 7 year old kid, like, you know, it was a big deal. Like, oh, we're gonna after church or something. Like after church, we'd go to the, you know,
after church, you go to the racist restaurant.
Exactly. But I remember, like, when they changed it, because as a little kid, Sambo's, you know, smiling guy, jovial, big smile, whatever. I remember thinking
it wasn't a big guy; it was a tiny little kid.
No, but I'm saying the picture of. As a kid, you see the picture of the – it was a smiling kid, right?
Yeah, it was a kid.
Yeah, big smiling face, looked jovial, looked – so as a little kid, I didn't get it. I just remember saying, whatever happened to Sambo? It never – you know, and my parents – well, yeah, they can't call it that anymore, and they never really explained it. And then as I get older, I was like, holy shit, I can't believe there was a restaurant called Sambo's in the first place.
What's with the whole syrup business? Like Mrs. Butterworth, Aunt Jemima – like, why is maple syrup, you know, because it's from Canada all the time, why is it so racist?
Oh, Vermont, too.
Well, yeah, but well, Vermont's so white, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't think there are black people in Vermont. There aren't any in Maine, are there? Except Tony Atlas.
Actually, I read something about that. Like, the black population in Vermont, I think it's the lowest in the country, percentage-wise.
Lower than, South Dakota or Montana?
I think so.
Up in that area?
I could be wrong, but I think Vermont's, like, super, super low.
Everybody, wow. Here's a really cool thing. If you don't understand the whole the systemic racism against black people, watch the video. It's like a 17-minute video made by the guy who made VeggieTales. Seriously. Like, it totally explains how... because the guy is also a professor too in a college in Minnesota somewhere, and his brother's the dean or something of some college or some school. Anyway, but it totally explains like how literally there's been systemic racism from since Civil War and all that, and it's really when you watch it, you're just like, if you didn't get it before, because that's who it's made for. It's made for white people that don't get it. If you don't get it and you're thinking, oh, no, there's no white lives matter. Well, yeah, they do, too. Everybody's lives matter. But this is the only thing we're going to say on the politics because it just came up with the Black Sambo thing. But it's by the guy who made VeggieTales, and it's a 17-minute video, and it totally explains scientifically wise and shows like why there's such a disparity and how it's been perpetrated and been perpetrated. And it's really interesting. It's really interesting.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, really. It's really interesting. Now, I want to talk about something
Real quick, because I was looking that up. Do you know when the last Sambo restaurant changed his name?
72?
Oh, God. I'm guessing 75. It's sometime relatively recent, if you're
75.
Asking.
75.
This month.
Get the fuck out of here.
California.
Oh, it was still one in, there's still one
it
in California?
It was the original... Sambo's. It had not changed its name or changed. It was still existed. I think it said Santa Barbara, California.
That's pretty white too. The anyway. So, but aside from that, so I think we covered the Me Too movement as far as we can cover it in a peripheral sort of way. Was there anything else you wanted to add to that, Feeney, to that conversation?
No, we'll probably have more to talk about next week. A little more.
Also,
Stanley,
you look incredibly white today with your arms sticking out.
Dude, your arms are like fucking translucent. Look at that.
I'm
like Seamus levels of white.
I'm going the opposite route. I'm going to be the opposite of tan. I'm going to go with the Seamus gimmick. I think because I'm just going to burn anyway.
See, that's the thing is if you don't have video, if you have Patreon, you get video. I know we're hard selling Patreon this week, but if you have Patreon. Then you would get to see Feeney in his 76ers hat and 76ers tank top with his ghostly arms.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about something before we get to our advertisement. I want to talk about a movie I saw this week that I thought said so much potential, but it didn't quite live up to it, but I still enjoyed it. It was the Scooby-Doo movie that just came out.
Really?
Yes, it's called Scoob, and it's the origin story of Scooby-Doo. The Blue Falcon and Dino Mutt are in it.
Come on, the origin story of Scooby-Doo, that's tremendous.
Yeah, how they met, yeah. It's not much of an origin story,
but it also
shows how he met Fred and Velma and Louise, and Daphne too, I think.
What about Shaggy?
It's about how Shaggy met everybody, and Shaggy and Scoob became a gang, you know, with them, and the Mystery Machine, and...
Is there any pot smoking in this movie with Shaggy and the dog?
No. No.
I would pay to see Scooby-Doo do a bong rip. But anyway, sorry, go on.
And so the Blue Falcon and Dino Mutt were in it. You remember them? Cartoons from the
I remember Dino Mutt. Yeah, I remember Dino Mutt for sure.
Yeah, where they really butchered it was Blue Falcon's son playing a Blue Falcon, but a cowardly one. And the Dino Mutt wasn't funny like he used to be. He was a serious character. And I think they kind of botched up a bit, but... And then Scooby talked way too much. He talked way too much human language. Instead of just sporadically, you know, when it's at the the Reggae. And but all in overall, I give it like the letter, the email I give here, the fan mail, I give it a C plus. I thought too everybody bad. Would have seen that by now.
Nope.
No, I've been rewatching Mindhunter all week.
Hey, Don Messick's not still alive.
I don't mind Hunter that much. He was that was the guy who played for the Los Angeles Rams, Fred Dreyer, right?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I never watched it.
God, Don, you know Don Messick was the voice of Scooby. I didn't even.
He was actually played a pizza delivery guy in this.
Don Messick did.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
The grave, from the grave. He died in 97.
It wasn't Don Messick. Somebody Messick was in it.
That's messed up.
No, there, maybe it was somebody else. It was one of the. It was one of the. What's that?
That was Sly. Never mind. It's point.
Did Don Messick die?
Yeah, 97.
Okay, then it was Messick's kid or somebody. I was reading the credits and Messick's name was in there somewhere. But maybe it was somebody else who played he played the pizza guy had no lines. He just dropped off a pizza. But and I also watched another fascinating movie this week. I'd like to talk about that. Has anybody seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 Out of the Shadows?
No.
Not I. Nope.
Another classic movie with Megan Fox. All right. I got nothing either. I was praying somebody had seen it.
Wait, she plays April O'Neil in the new movies?
Yes.
Okay. I might like to see that.
Yeah, the first one actually wasn't bad. The second one was not very good. But it was still entertaining. And the villain was awesome. Krang.
Yeah, is he still like a brain gimmick? With
yeah, he's a brain.
Arms?
Yeah, he's a brain with tentacles. Yeah, he's awesome, and he's in a robot body.
Yeah,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
And Seamus was in it, right?
Seamus was in it. Yes, Seamus. But most of he started out playing Seamus, but then he turned into a rhinoceros person, and then he was CGI'd the rest of the way.
Rocksteady.
Yeah, Rocksteady.
I was a fan, of course, when I was in the 90s during the first Turtles boom.
The original Turtle boom wave.
Yeah, I was just slightly too old for the Turtles.
The comics were the thing, and the comics were darker, apparently. But then the kids' cartoon came out, and that turned into the movie. And the first movie was good, you know. Then the second movie is, you know, pretty...
But the original movies, not the old ones. The April O'Neil volumes.
No, but there was an April O'Neil back then, of course, in the movies.
But it wasn't Megan Fox.
It was not Megan Fox. Yeah. Yeah, but the second one had Kevin Nash.
She'd have been a placenta.
She maybe not even in 1990. I don't know. No, how young she is. But Kevin Nash was in that second one as the Super Shredder.
But he was only in there for a cup of coffee, right?
Yeah, he was just the main villain at the end.
Yeah, they only showed him at the end, and then they never showed him again, right? And then the movie ended, right?
Right. Yeah, but then I remember also their big music because their music.
But did they make a sequel to that?
They made one, but it never hit the theater. It was Turtles 3, Turtles in Time, and that was the end of the franchise at that point.
Ah. So, you know, and if you're wondering why I watched two ridiculous movies, I was feeling under the weather, so I wanted to watch something completely mindless and entertaining that made me feel good. And instead, it just gave me an erection.
An erection?
Megan Fox did, of course.
Megan Fox.
She's a pretty lady.
Yeah, she actually had a wig on in one scene. She was in disguise, a blonde wig. Wow. Nice. Oh.
We're talking about all this sex stuff today. I thought maybe you had a turtle, a thing for turtle.
It was actually for Raphael, whichever one he is.
You might say the turtle came out of its shell.
Oh,
You might say that.
You might.
Okay. So we finished with the Me Too movement. Could we go on to the fan mail? Because we have a lot of fan mail.
Well, before we get to the fan mail, we might want to talk about a little something.
Well, I would like to talk about support for the lawnmower is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-belt grooming, because they offer precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Mm-hmm. They obsess over their technology developments to provide you the best tools for grooming your balls. And who doesn't want to groom their balls properly? Because you don't want to have a terrible story about how the time you were grooming your balls and you shaved a big divot into your nutsack. You don't want to have that happen, do you? No. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest nut hair trimmer ever created. Ah, my screen just grew again. Why does it keep doing that? What am I touching? Now I can't read the whole page. Hold on, I have to scroll down.
Well, the go ahead. I was going to pick it up for you, Raven, but apparently you've got it. Go ahead.
Don't pick up your balls yet, because if you have, because if you have cut them off due to a crappy shaver, glue them back together and get the Manscaped. The third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce ball accidents. Tell them about it, Rich.
The motor spins at 7,000 RPM with a quiet stroke technology. I got to tell you, man. This thing, it purrs like a kitten. It's smooth. It doesn't snag anything.
No.
And the cool thing about it, I want to say that the one that I have, I charged once when I got it, and it's still on that charge. It's got a 90-minute. Think about how long you shave. The charge lasts for 90 seconds.
Let me say something.
Go months without charging it back up.
90 minutes.
Let me say something. For all you people who
90
don't
seconds, 90 minutes. Yeah,
90 minutes.
For all you people who don't shave your pubic hairs, you have a problem.
Yeah.
Because the jungle is, you know how we now men look at women with a jungle, you know, down there in the bush, and they're all like, ooh, gross, why don't you shave that thing? How do you think women feel when they look at a man who doesn't shave his junk?
Yeah.
You got to shave your junk, fellas.
So, it looks bigger, too.
Keep it nuts. Yeah,
it does look bigger. Believe it, it's true.
You got to
keep it. Because here's why. Because the hairs stick out at the bottom, and they cover like an inch of junk. You don't want to cover that inch of junk.
No way.
You want balls to be smooth like a baby's tush.
You want credit for the whole thing. And you know what's really cool about the Lawnmower 3.0? I'm going to tell you. The fact is, it's got a light on it, right?
And
it's water resistant. So you can groom in the shower. You can even have the lights off if you want. I don't know why you would. Maybe you would. Maybe you'd like to take a shower in the dark. I don't know. But you can if you want. And like Rich said, the charging stand, you know, you can just sit on your charging stand right there on top of your toilet or in your medicine cabinet or whatever. It'll charge fully. It'll be good for 90 minutes.
Don't put it on top of your toilet,
because
then you're going to knock it into the toilet and you're going to electrocute yourself. No, you won't. But you won't electrocute yourself because it's water resistant.
Oh,
it's water resistant. So trim that junk of yours. You can get 20% off at Manscaped. Support the Raven Effect. Support
us. And free shipping.
Free shipping, too, if you use the code Raven at manscaped.com, R-A-V-E-N, and your balls will thank you.
I do want to say I'm a big fan of the ball deodorant.
Oh, yeah.
The ball deodorant is fantastic, and the spritz, I don't know if you guys got that stuff. I think it smells great, and it's anti-chafing ball deodorant. I think it's tremendous.
You can buy all that other stuff, too, along with it.
Yep.
But just look at it this way. Not only will your balls thank you, your wife or your significant other will thank you. Nobody wants to come home to a set of big, bushy ball hair.
No way. Take care of that. And plus, it's the summertime, you know. Less hair equals less sweat,
swamp.
Less smell. Yes. So
swamp down there. You don't want a swamp down there.
No way. So get your 20% off and free shipping with the code Raven at manscaped.com.
Do like I do. I shave the whole thing down on like a level one, down to the nubble, and then I just don't shave it again for like 3-4 weeks. It's so easy. And then it finally grows back in, and you shave it back down to one.
What's that website again, Feeney?
Manscaped.com, 20% off and free shipping. Use the code Raven. Support us. Support the Raven Effect.
Yeah, you got to support us. You got to buy from our sponsors because they support us.
They do.
And if they don't support us, then we won't have any show. That's right. I said it.
It'll be Patreon only. We're going to put it all behind the paywall.
That's right.
Yeah, don't make us do that. Don't call our bluff. Let's see. Hold on.
Are we getting fan mail now?
Yes, I'm trying to pull the fan mail up, the fanny mail. Click here to continue, it says. We have a lot of fanny mail. Let's see how many we have. Oh, my goodness. We have a lot. So let's start with Bill Shepard. Oh, this is a long one. New Funlanders, phonetically spelled. Oh, Newfoundlanders, phonetically spelled. So it's spelled as Newfoundlanders. How's tricks, Raven? Ahoy, 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 hoy, Rich, and salutations to the Orange Feeny. The more like the White Feeny.
Son of
my apologies for not properly addressing you, gents, at the top of my last letter. Also, you did a spot on French accent last week. Oh, so you did a spot on French accent last week, but it was a France French and not a Canadian French. Ah, oui, oui. Also, if I had to pin an accent, it would be more Minnesota-like. But feel free to use whatever voice you're in the mood for, wee-wee. As suspected, my question was long forgotten. possibly before it was even read, so I will officially bury it and move on. Uh-huh. I hear a second Canadian has found the podcast, even being from the land of great inventions such as a screen door for a submarine or the classic ejection seat for a helicopter. They managed to send an email. Classic ejection seat for a helicopter. Good Lord. That may sound like an insult, because it is. Canadians have a way with passive aggressiveness, especially to our own. Back to the lighter side, Raven. You spoke of driving from Montreal to Halifax, and it took something like 6 hours, but you crossed three provinces. Driving from Toronto to Winnipeg is 24 hours, and 23 of half of it is in Ontario. Not that this is relevant at all. I'm just curious if you guys will spend three weeks in a row looking at a Canadian map to see the insanity. We could look at a map. Somebody pull up a Canadian map to look at.
All you got to do is ask me. Ask me. I'll tell you. I'm your Canadian map.
I'm signing off, gents. Please keep the party going. The multiple 5 to 10 seconds of silence between you guys speaking is just as much of the show as any actual communication. Raven, I popped when you mentioned Billy Madison, so I will leave you with this in case you want to instill your point from last week. Sent from a phone that tells me it's the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be, but also got screwed. This part here. What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you ever even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul. I need to memorize that, but I'm too lazy. I give that letter a D minus. It really wasn't that good a letter. Like, I give it a legit D minus. Not like, you know, how I give bad grades to good letters.
Yeah.
All right. Another Halifaxian letter. This is a Burying Halifax Eastern Canada Stories from Leif Carlo. That doesn't sound like a real name.
L-E-I-F?
Yeah.
Didn't he write to us last week, too?
Yeah. Hello, Raven Effect crew. See, this is what happens when I don't pre-read them. I don't know what I get. The pink, white, and green machine is back for another round of boring but time-filling questions. First, at least he's honest. First off, I got to once again raise me glass to Richard. Why would he turn British all of a sudden? Raise me glass for a pirate? To Richard being well-informed, as always, on Newfoundland's rich hockey history. Our most recent accomplishment would be crushing the ECHLS Stanley Cup between a stripper's thighs after our victory parade. The ECHL's, I guess that'd be their version of the Stanley Cup.
That is the Kelly Cup in the ECHL.
Oh, yeah, because Stanley makes tools. What does Kelly make? Fun fact, the Cotton Club is across from City Hall. If they had dancers under 300 pounds, I'd probably make a joke about politicians paying a visit. But in this case, you'd find better exotic dancers at the Fookin Zoo. He spelled it Fookin. I guess I got to do this in a British accent. Oh, what now? It's a shame. You had to get screeched off and the bartender misses, though. Don't take me word for it. But the room on George Street is that she's been practicing social and distancing on shower since 1997. I'd do some screeching on me own if me lips went anywhere near that. All jokes aside, I'd like to remind Raven Effect listeners worldwide that none of the wankers in Nova Scotia are actually Scottish. They're funny sounding French Canadians with a funnier looking flag. Ever had Halifax alcohol? Neither have they. It's all imported from Newfoundland. Anyway, time filling is cool, but questions are way better. Do any of you legends have any funny stories or memories from Eastern Canada as a whole? Yeah, Eastern Canada is a whole.
Ah! Oh, come on.
Oh!
Come on
this
now.
Includes Quebec. Since even though their province is big, ugly, annoying, and semi-independent, so are a majority of Canadian women, so join the club, assholes. Arseholes. He didn't make it. He should have made it arseholes. Once me YouTube blows up and I become the biggest teen heartthrob since the Backstreet B's. That's how he spelled it, B-is. B-apostrophe-Y-S. B-is. I'll totally be buying that $3,000 party tier on Patreon. I'd pay for some local strippers, too, but forklifts are pretty expensive these days, so cross that out. He's really down on the strippers in Halifax. Much love to Nirvana of Newfoundland, Leif Carlo. Before we get... Is he the Nirvana of Newfoundland? Because there's only one of him. It says Leif Carlo, less than three. How is he the Nirvana of Newfoundland? I don't understand it. All right. Questions, answers.
Well, I was going to say George Street in St. John's in Newfoundland is legendary. a legendary port town, a legendary drinking area. I talked about getting screeched in. I got a number of tweets from people who are, hey, you're an honorary Newfoundlander, because I get screeched in. Hey. George Street, if you're into Great Big Sea, is another band. I like the band Great Big Sea. They have a lot of songs, or a couple of their songs mentioned George Street. The Old Black Rum, for instance, mentions the George Street Queen. And anyway,
I think one of the favorite segments of all our listeners is when Rich talks about bands that no one's ever heard of.
Great Big Sea is one of the biggest bands in Canada.
Okay. Like the Bare Naked Ladies, you mean?
No.
Oh, bigger than them?
I don't know if they're bigger than them, but they're huge.
Okay, 300 pounds?
Yes.
Like the strippers?
You don't know Great Big Sea either, huh?
No. Do you, Joe Feeney?
No, I do not know Great Big Sea.
You'd like Great Big Sea, Feeney. You would.
Like C or like S-E-A?
Sea, like, you know, seafaring.
S-E-A. Like that's S-E-A.
Yeah, Great Big Sea.
He just said, is that S-E-A?
S-E-A.
Okay, that's what he said.
I thought it was like C, like Great Big, never mind.
I thought it was like the grade we give.
The Great Big C word.
Right.
Oh, the Great Big C word. That'd be a good name for a band. The cunt. Bloody fucking cunt. That's like saying and in the UK.
Yeah.
So it's so popular. Subject, thanks to the podcast team from My Long Johnson. Dear Lord Raven, King 3RD, and the great Richie B. This week, My Long Johnson would like to take a break from trying to bury Rich and trying to get Joe to send me a $5 dick pic. Why don't you send him a $5 dick pic, Joe?
I'm married.
Oh, that's true.
I don't want to get
dated. Hey, I just saw one of the other allegations. You're going to be shocked when you see it, but I'm sorry, Raven, go on.
Oh, no.
No, tell me about the allegations.
Who is it?
Well, I don't want to mention it, because if it's not, I don't want to be accused of libeling him or whatever. Yeah. But
well, how about the guy from the 70s?
Just say it's somebody that you probably have a fairly direct line to. So,
how about the guy from the 70s show got accused of rape by three chicks, but from 20 years ago?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's weird. I guess it's weird because, like, do you rape chicks and then you grow out of it and stop raping chicks?
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I thought I don't know. It's weird.
Not from what I, you know, like I said, I just watched the show Mindhunter. I've done my creepy reading on serial killers and sociopaths and things like that. And they don't get over it. They don't get over it until they're arrested.
That's what I thought. Dear Lord Raven King. Oh, we already did that. During this pandemic, there's been lots of sadness, fear, and people being freed from prison. While My Long is most appreciative for the LA Corrections Facility being willing to release me 5 years earlier, I am most grateful to the Raven Effect Podcast for bringing us an hour and a half week of fun, ridiculous, and entertaining content. Ah, that's so sweet. Send him the dick pic, Feeney. Come on, that's a sweet letter.
Does it have to be mine?
So far, apparently it does. So instead of My Long's typical banter, I would like to acknowledge and appreciate you three from My Long and the rest of the derelicts who listen. Thank you, My Long Erect Johnson. I guess Erect is his middle name.
Well, thank you.
P.S. Joe, I'll still take a $5 cock shot if you send me your Venmo screen name.
Jesus.
Sent for my LAPD issued parolee phone. Note, all communications can and will be used against you in the case that a parole violation is admitted to.
Hey, do we have an email from Athers this week? Because apparently the nickname poll, I guess, closed earlier Monday.
We have two letters from him, so let's get to the first one first.
Okay.
Oh, good. What about your show Live PD getting canceled?
Yeah, that's
the only television show you ever watched that wasn't wrestling.
That's not necessarily true. You know, a friend of mine actually is a producer there, and fittingly enough, he's African American, and I texted him right afterwards, and right when it came out that they canceled the show. First of all, he hadn't been told anything. He's like, I still don't know what's going on. And we're supposed to talk about, you know, kind of his thoughts on it. But he's actually like, you know, he's upset, A, because he's out of work, but B, because he believed in, you know, what the actual mission of the show was supposed to be. So it's just an interesting
time. Yeah, but apparently, I don't know if it was that show or another one that saw a cop kill somebody. And and they didn't show air it, report. I mean, they didn't you know, do anything with the footage was just thrown away. So, really? Yeah. So, OK. But we have a letter from a fan, Matthew Hankins, about live subject Live PD.
Oh.
Well, looks like
go back to Athers later. All right.
Yeah, we'll come back to him. Well, because this is topical. Looks like Rich can't watch the show anymore. Nothing witty to say. Nothing that's funny. I just think it's a fucking stupid thing for the show to be pulled. They want to pull the fucking cartoon Paw Patrol. Your liberal cohorts are on point recently. Fuck all. Oh, wait, I'm not sure I get this. So the Paw Patrol, they want to watch the Paw Patrol, or they pulled the Paw Patrol?
No, there are people calling that they should pull Paw Patrol, which is stupid. But
wait, what's that? A canine show?
Yeah,
it's a cartoon for kids.
One of the
I thought it was a cartoon.
Yeah, little cartoon dog cops. They've all I read that they also took the little policeman out of the Lego. Lego cop. Yeah.
What about Clue Club? Clue Club. Clue Club. Woofer, Whimper, Woofer, I'm scared. Oh, don't worry there, Woofer, Whimper. Ah, I'll take care of you.
That's just I feel like that's just pandering. That kind of stuff is just pandering at this point. Like, listen, I think a lot of us can agree that, like, police probably need to be overhauled and there needs to be changes made. But Paw Patrol, really? Come on.
Well, is that actually true that people want to remove Paw Patrol?
It is.
Well, some people really want to actually defund the police, like actually take away the money from the police and have no police. That's ridiculous. We also got a second letter about Live PD from Matthew Hankins, and it says, oh, no, it's the same letter. He sent it twice. I was all excited to see what else he came up with.
Yeah.
I wasn't that impressed with it either way. Joe Atherton, the Bocchini bracket is hotting up.
Bocchini. Get it right. Fuck.
I said the Bocchini bracket is totting up. Dear Raven, Rich, and Feeny the Thicko. That sounds insulting. Unless he's talking about your cock.
I'll take it.
whether he's talking about your cock or your head, you'll take it either way. By the time you've read this, the Bocchini bracket will be over, and Rich will finally have an official nickname for this show. As of writing, this voting is underway for the semifinals. From 16 names, we are drawn to the final four, as literally tens of people have casted their votes. Bum Dart Bocchini takes on the Duke of Dildos in a semifinal one, and in semifinal two, a titanic battle between Prince of Pogs and the Shitpipe Sheriff. You can cut the tension with a spork. Love Athers. I had Rich slide into my Twitter DMs earlier this week. He was trying to get me a discount on some website he uses called Butt Sluts and Backdoor Bandit. Maybe it's a way of politicking a winner, but I'm wise to these games and won't stand for it. Come to think of it, I won't stand for anything. Waka, waka, waka. Because he's in a wheelchair. That's funny stuff. Funny stuff. Jeez. In closing, Rich is a good sport. Husey still sucks. Feeney got outsmarted by a cripple, and I'm off for a chicken sandwich. Bye, Athers. Sent from my house. Sent from my house, which I've not left in 90 days. Is my no-compete clause over now? Athers is a funny man. So
he tweeted me the other day, and he said that he hopes that the asteroid that's going to hit us hits dead center in his skull, basically. Oh, yeah.
I love that guy.
Yep.
So, Feeney, how'd you get outsmarted by a cripple?
I guess with his word games.
Right.
I had some poor performances recently.
And I want to see the feud play out with him and Husey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Husey needs a new feud.
Yeah, that's going to be a hot feud. So, and the winner is...
That was the semifinals. And now so into the finals.
Next letter says, and the winner is from Joe Atherton. Dear Raven, Feeney, and Rich Bocchini, the Bocchini bracket is done and dusted. 16 names duked it out over the course of a week. And the listeners literally voted in their tens. The finale, the final was a close-fought thing, and you could cut the tension with a spork. We already heard all this. The winning name and Rich's nickname for the show is going forward is the Duke of Dildos.
You know, I think that gimp across the pond stuffed the ballot box.
Gimp? Oh, no. Can we bleep that?
No. Because he's talking about the guy in Pulp Fiction, I think.
Wake up the Gimp.
Or is Athers the guy from Pulp Fiction?
He may be. That cripple stuffed the fucking ballot box. I demand a recount.
Duke of Dildos doesn't have anything to do with his rectum, though.
No. No.
Yet I'm equally underwhelmed as you three gentlemen. It beat out the Prince of Pogs by 62 to 38%. Well, Prince of Pogs was stupid.
I wanted Prince of Pogs.
That's true.
I was
about to say that. That's what I voted for.
Yeah, that's a terrible name. I was personally rooting. He said, this is after. I was personally rooting for the shitpipe sheriff. I like that too. But they were unceremoniously sent packing in the semifinals. Fudge packing. I put that in. What can I say? Democracy doesn't pay. Just look at the leaders of our respective nations. You can't trust the general public with anything these days. Yeah, I'm surprised Bodie McBoatface wasn't a write-in winner.
Oh my God! I need to get a hold of Ron Klain or somebody.
Who?
Ron Klain.
Who's Ron Klain?
Ron Klain. He helped out with the. He was Gore's guy on the ground in Florida during the recount.
Oh.
I'm demanding a recount.
Gore. He helped Gore immensely because Gore lost.
Well, that's we can. Nah, we're not going to.
Oh, the
that,
guy. But, and, yeah, the guy from they did the movie about it on HBO. Kevin Spacey played him.
Yeah, Kevin. Yeah, yeah. Another Me Too. Another Me Too. Look at that.
Never convicted.
No, Athers. I got to say, I really do believe that there's some chicanery going around, or chicanery, however you say it. And I believe that you stuffed the ballot box simply to put me in a bad light.
He stuffed it with food. He stuffed it with food because he was hungry.
Next time I'm in the UK, I'm going to find you and I'm going to fucking tip you over in your wheelchair.
Wow.
Way to stuff that box, man.
Anyway, shout out to my new follower in the Twitter twatter, JoJo Feeney, who's clearly keeping an eye on my YouTube channel, Table, Athers, and Chairs, to try and snap me up for the Creative Control Network. Well, are you trying to snap him up for the Creative Control Network, or is that just a rumor he started so you would snap him up for the Creative Control Network?
Unfortunately, it's a rumor. It has nothing to do with the quality of his programming, though. We're full. That box has been stuffed.
Also, had a lovely conversation with Rich in the old DMs. I think he was trying to politic his favorite name to win, but I don't stand for them kind of dirty tricks. Well, that explains that. Then again, I don't stand for anything. I can't. Waka, waka, waka. Funny stuff.
Oh, boy, yeah, yeah.
When am I closing, this was a huge waste of everyone's time, just like my emails and general existence. I'm off to sit in the corner and contemplate where to go next, possibly the kitchen, possibly the wanking shed. Keep Athers. Keep Athers. Well, we didn't even get a keep up. Sent for my wanking shed, crying and wanking, knee deep in my own excrement, using my tears as lube.
Wow. I want to hear more about the wanking shed. How do you have this set up? Is it multiple TV monitors? Is it pictures ripped out of magazines stuck to the wall? Like, how does this wanking shed work, Athers? Let us know.
We have two more letters that I'm going to read, but we have tons more to read. But this one is from Adam Hughes, better known as Hughesy Hello. And I'm going to bet that there's something involving Phineas plugging his shit.
Maybe just taking a stab at American Psycho quotes.
This is subject, a vital question for Raven that needs urgent attention. Hey Raven, I know that I don't know you well at all to ask such a question, but I have you ask you, and I'm just reading how they spell them, people. Hey Raven, I know that I don't know you well at all to ask such a question, but I have you ask you, and I think I'm speaking on behalf of your listeners when I ask you this question. Raven, sup with cunt flaps? Who's cunt flaps? And Rich, are you jealous of Trump because he's so handsome and in shape and would kick your arse in a chute? Joe, plug my stuff. I got to say, he fumbled the ball in this letter.
That's a bad letter.
Sup with cunt flaps. Who's cunt flaps? What's a cunt flap?
That's a disgraceful email.
Yeah.
What about a cunt clap?
Chauvinist pig.
What if you could make your cunt lips clap?
Is there?
I think I've seen that in a movie, too.
What about the cunt map?
Oh, of Canada. We can look that up for an hour or two. All right, let's get to this. We have to read this letter because it's about its subject is alien invasion, and it's from Dr. Finkel shit.
Ah.
The government are trying to kill me. Help. That's a fine letter. I give that an A
plus. Good. Good.
Oh, boy.
Thank you and goodbye.
Hey,
That's it for today's fan mail.
Did you see the guy that sent a tweet? Was it the CIA or the FBI or whatever? And he said, hey, I have information on Antifa terrorist activities or whatever. DM me for more info. So fucking FBI guy emails him, hey, what can you tell us? And he's like, they're using an app called UpDog to communicate. So the agent writes back, what's up, dog? And the guy's like,
what's up with you?
What about you? And they unfollowed him. He put a tweet up saying, if I disappear in the next week or two, here's why.
The government is done. Trying to kill him.
Oh, fuck.
That's awesome. Go to Cameo. I've been doing lots of cameos. I've been doing them. So many cameos. You could see more cameos than you could shake a stick at. They're quite popular with the younger generation. I will make fun of you. I will tell you good job. I will tell you happy birthday, happy Father's Day. I already did that for somebody. So I can make him sweet. I can make him nasty. I can make him whatever you want.
Would you break up with someone?
Which, yeah, I do your breakups for you.
Wow.
I'll do your I'll propose for you. Propose for your wedding. I'll propose that you pay me more.
I like that.
What if you saw a friend's spouse cheating on them, and they wanted?
Well, who was she cheating with?
Was
it a friend of mine or just a rando?
It's a random person saying, "I saw this guy cheating on his wife, and I want you to tell the wife."
But I would need some proof.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
I would need documents, photos, clues, evidence, if you will.
Nice to know you have scruples.
Not only do I have scruples, I have ethics too.
I have scrapple. I mean, so.
No, I have ether. That's what I use to under Pitbull number two. I don't have ethics. Twitter and Facebook's The Raven Effect. Website's raveneffect.com. Fan mail is fanmail@theraveneffect.com. Send in your fan mail. Especially the funnier and shorter it is, the sweeter it is. No more of this Canadian nonsense from Newfoundland. Unless you feel it urgently, it needs to be addressed. And then address it to somebody else. Addiction Hotline's 800-662-4357 or addictionandrecovery.org for information. Subscribe to MLW or Apple Podcasts. Leave 5-star reviews, complimentary comments. And one of these days, we may read your 5-star review or your complimentary comments or send some uncomplimentary comments. Just make sure it's a 5-star review. So you could say, like, 5-star review, and then it's a 5 stars, and you could say, this thing sucks rats' asses. And we would be like, so? We don't care. We got 5 stars out of you.
That's right.
Exactly.
You can find Joe Feeney at JF Feeney, JF Feeney 3RD, 3RDC3PO. Mm-hmm. And you can find Rich Bocchini at somewhere else. I'm tired of spelling. And you got any recommendations?
I do. I have two of them on Netflix. If you have Netflix, one of you guys, I feel like may have recommended this, but The Great Hack. Have any of you guys seen that?
Sandman? Oh,
about the Sandman?
It's a movie about, it's actually pretty involved and pretty in depth, but it's essentially how data companies will scrape your data. And like if you've ever thought that your phone was listening to you and then you see an ad for something you were talking about, it's actually based on data points and how they get it. And fascinating, very scary stuff too. And also 16 Shots was on, I think that was on Showtime.
16 Shots to the Dome by LL Cool J?
It's about the kid in Chicago who was killed by a cop, and they said that you know, they had one story or whatever, and it turns out that this kid was shot like 16 times for no reason. It's very timely for what's going on
times?
Right now.
What, did he drink a cup of water and then it all came out different holes?
Oh, boy.
That was worse than my Selma joke.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, but come on, 16 times? That, like, how dead does the guy have to be?
Well, that's it, you know? Good stuff. The Great Hack is, you know, obviously, it's a longer movie. It's kind of, you have to be invested into watching it.
Yeah. That was my same.
Definitely worthwhile if you're interested in how your data gets co-opted and et cetera, et cetera. 16 Shots is real good too. Very timely.
To the Dome by LL Cool J.
Yeah. And my Twitter, by the way, Rich Bocchini, RichBocchini. Watch MLW this week. Special match with the American Dream that the Road, baby.
A special match? There'd be a. Is Athers in it?
Athers is not in it. Athers, we love you. Thank you for the email. I also want to say real quick to the dads out there. I know it's a day late. Happy Father's Day. So, to dads everywhere, cheers.
Oh, yeah. Happy Father's Day, Dad Joe Feeney Jr. He is a listener of the Raven Effect for sure. So
I know. I follow his. I don't follow anybody on Twitter, but whenever he comments, and he had some funny jabs the other day.
Yeah, he's got some quips.
My old man doesn't listen, but happy birthday, Richard A. Bocchini Sr.
Well, why are you wasting the time, bro? Saying happy.
Just in case he does, I want it on record that
he doesn't. He doesn't. He doesn't. Feeny, what do you want to recommend?
I am reading a book called A Serial Killer's Daughter by Carrie Rawson. She's the daughter of the BTK killer.
Ooh.
So a little light reading for the weekend.
So what is what's that like being a daughter of a serial killer?
I'm only in chapter one.
Do you have to
unpleasant.
So you're recommending the book and you've only read half a chapter?
Well, I'm recommending it based off recommendations that were given to me. So I trust.
That's not fair. That's against the rules.
I'm in the middle of reading it, and that first chapter has been excellent.
You're not
so.
In the middle of reading it.
It's
you're
against
the
rules, Speed. That's a foul. You've been penalized.
I feel like I can recommend it based off one chapter.
All right.
You haven't even read a whole chapter.
I'm confident. Confident that it's going to turn.
You've read three words.
It's going to turn out okay in the end.
He's confident in the journalistic integrity of this endeavor that he's willing to go out on a limb here and tell us all. How great it is. Next week is today. Hey, you know that book? I fucking got halfway through it. It was fucking horse shit.
As long as there's a happy ending, I'll be fine with it.
Hey, would there be a happy ending?
I don't think there is. No.
You know that guy, Gary Gilmore, that serial killer?
Gary Gilmore.
Yeah, he was who's a serial that? Killer back in the day. He's an old school serial killer. Look up Gary Gilmore.
I thought Gary Gilmore did that song.
Hey,
that's Gary
Glitter.
Glitter.
Okay. That's his cousin.
Hey, speaking of me too, Gary Gilmore.
Gary Gilmore was the guitar player for Pink Floyd.
Gary Gilmore was an Australian cricketer.
That's David Gilmore.
Oh, well, you know.
Gary Gilmore, an American criminal who gained international attention for demanding the implementation of his death sentence for two murders he had admitted to committing in Utah. Interesting.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't a serial killer, but he demanded the death penalty, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, his brother is a great writer. He wrote he used to write for Rolling Stone magazine when I used to read it back in the day. Really good writer. So that if you're going to read a serial killer's, or a killer's sibling, daughter, or whatever, that's the guy you want to read. But I'm not going to recommend Scooby-Doo movie called Scoob. I'm not going to recommend Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. I'm not going to recommend that either. But I will recommend Jessica Jones. It is the best Marvel TV series. They have the third. I'm on the third season now. It's amazing. It's so and she's hot. Oh, I love her. She was also she was the bitch in Apartment 2B on that TV show. Uh-huh. I loved her on that show. She was great in that. That was a great show. I recommend that too. But it's completely different than Jessica Jones.
Kristen Ritter?
Yeah, Kristen Ritter, yeah. No relation to John.
Oh, yeah, Breaking Bad, yeah.
Yeah, she was in Breaking Bad, too. Mm-hmm. And she was also in Monica Lewinsky, with a show with Kristen Bell.
Let me see here.
Veronica Mars.
Veronica Mars, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Veronica Lewinsky Mars. All right, I'm done. I'm done with
we
you
done?
People.
Is that it?
That's the show.
We're not getting the closing, 10-second pause where we just go, all right, that's it. We're done.
Peace, love, and fuck math rock. Quote the Raven, nevermore, the end, go to bed.